Michael Bisseglia here from Seaville Podcast and Outside the Box Productions to bring you some great information on the Authentic Leadership Summit presented by MSB Coach. Is bringing the highest caliber of leadership education to Central Virginia's executives and emerging leaders. Authentic Leadership Summit taps top leadership trainers, coaches, and educators from across the nation to guide participants in increasing and refining their leadership skills. Now for some more fantastic information on the event on Monday, here is Michelle Braden, Leadership Development Team Building Executive Coach.
April, it is so good to have you with us here today, and I'm anxious to talk to you for several different reasons. One, because you came to the Authentic Leadership Summit last year in our inaugural year, and you were so excited about it, and at that time, you were still with your previous employer. Since then, you have left and started your own coaching business, which we're just so excited about and supporting you in that, and that's Armillary Coaching. And so we're very excited about that and having your representation at the summit. But I wanted to get some feedback from you. Last year as a corporate executive coming in and being a part of the summit, and then this year being a coach in your own business that you own and actually speaking at the summit. So if you could talk to us a little bit about the two differences and any of your views in leadership that may have changed over this time.
Sure. Thanks again so much for having me be part of this conversation, but also being part of the summit this year. I'm looking forward to it because just like you said, last year I was so excited and I feel like I got so much out of it as an executive within a corporation. It was, I think the biggest thing I got out of it was the networking with other leaders. That was fabulous. And then the speakers were phenomenal and I took so much away from them and took away things that not only would help me in the workplace, but also help me in my life. And honestly, the people I connected with helped me make the decision to go out on my own. And I'm still in contact with many of those people. And they've really given me great advice along the way. So that's been, it's been fabulous to have those connections. As far as the difference between being a corporate executive and now coming in as a coach and owner of my own business and being a speaker this year versus a participant, it's, again, very exciting because I know how I felt as a participant. And I want to bring that same feeling to the people that attend my session. And coming in as a coach, I want to bring my coaching skills to it. So I have gone back and forth about, do I want a PowerPoint presentation or not? And I think I've landed on, I don't, because I want it to be a conversation. I want it to be almost a coaching facilitation versus, okay, here's my PowerPoint, follow along with me. I want it to be something different for them. And also, I think coming in as a speaker, I also get to be a participant in some of the other sessions. And so I'm looking forward to seeing all the other speakers, and I'm having a hard time deciding what sessions I want to go to, just like last year.
I know. We've given almost too many options, too many good options. Well,
they
I know.
Are.
I can't wait to hear what you're going to be talking about, and especially now that you just shared with me that you're not going to do the proverbial PowerPoint, and so that's going to make it even more interesting, that it's going to be just using coaching techniques in the class. So you're going to be talking to us about the six speech acts and how to get results with words. So April, tell me a little bit. I'm very curious. What is this class going to look like?
Well, I'm not going to tell you all six of them because I want to give away all my secrets right now. But the two that I'm going to focus on the most are probably the two things that as people, as leaders, as parents, as spouses, we probably abuse or don't get what we want from them. And those are requests. So when we ask somebody to do something for us, many times we're disappointed because we don't get the results we wanted to get. So I'm going to talk about how to ask somebody to do something for you so that you're both satisfied in the end with the results and there's no miscommunications in between. And the other one that's a personal favorite of mine is assessments. We make assessments, which are basically opinions. Your opinion, my opinion, somebody else's opinion. We make those opinions and those assessments all the time, but many times we take them as facts. And if we can step back and really look at those and determine, are they just somebody's opinions or are they truly facts? And then what do we do with that? And we can accept it or we can say, you know what? Thank you. I appreciate your opinion, but I'm not going to accept it.
Hmm. It sounds like judgment.
Yeah,
like
it is judgment. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what it is. And really defining that line between what is truly fact and what is just somebody else's judgment.
I like that. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great session. I don't have any doubt. You have such a great connection with people and ability to communicate and reach them. I know this is going to be an outstanding class. So for those that may be listening who are either attending or trying to decide which class they're going to attend, would you have any last suggestions or any prep work that they should do before coming that you would like to make?
My only requirement of my classes is that you come with an open mind, be willing to participate, and have some fun.
All right. I love it. It sounds like a good time. So, April, thank you so much for being here and for speaking at the summit and being a part of it last year, supporting it through your corporation, this year through your new business. We're so excited about it. You want to share with everyone your website for your business?
Yeah. Again, thanks for having me again here today as well as at the summit. I can't wait. My website is www.armillarycoaching.com, and I'll spell that. It's armillarycoaching.com.
All right, great. Thanks, April. And I will see you in a few days at the summit. And everyone else here at the end, we're going to share the website and all the information, and we look forward to seeing you.
For more information, check out AuthenticLeadershipSummit.com. Again, this has been a special presentation of CVillePodcast.com, an outside the box production.